Magna Story Sound presents an unabridged recording of A Widow's Vow, written by Rachel Brimble, read by Penelope Freeman. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Magna. Chapter 1. City of Bristol, February the 1st, 1851. Louisa Hill collapsed onto the chintz sofa in the dockside house she shared with her husband and her loyal friend, Nancy.
"Well, the windows are clean, and the silver polished. We have indeed managed a good day's work. What do you say to a trip to the tea shop?"
"I'd say it's a miracle you're allowing yourself a treat."
Nancy raised her eyebrows as she puffed up a cushion, her auburn curls falling around her temples.
"You seem to be trying a little too hard to prove yourself to that husband of yours these days, Lou. You do believe he loves you, don't you?"
"Of course."
Louisa stood and smoothed her hands over her apron, uncomfortable with how Nancy's question poked so unerringly at her insecurities.
"I just owe him so much. The least I can do in return is keep a nice house for him."
And an exciting bed whenever he deems to come home."
Irritated, Louisa walked to the parlour door and tightly clenched the handle.
"I'll never forget what Anthony did when he rescued me, and neither should you, considering he agreed to take you in too."
"I agree. But how long do you intend paying him back? He gets more than enough for what he gives you."
Louisa swallowed as guilt that she'd secretly been feeling the same way over the last few weeks pressed down on her.
"How can you say that?"
Nancy planted her hands on her hips, her grey eyes blazing with annoyance.
"Because he's constantly taking advantage of you, that's why. It's one thing to gift you money and give you a roof over your head, but respect should come with that too."
"He does respect me."
She fought against the doubt that hovered around her heart.
"He treats me just as any man would treat his wife."
"That's because you are his wife,"
Nancy glared.
"Why can't you remember that? You're not his whore anymore."
Locking gazes with her friend, Louisa had no doubt the fiery, streetwise rebelliousness in Nancy's eyes was mirrored in her own. No matter how much they battled to maintain the carefully tended middle-class veneer they each adopted whenever out and about on the pretty squares and streets of Bristol, who she and Nancy had once been never shifted far.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?